Our scripture reading still comes from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 27 through 39. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to God's purpose. For those whom God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed into the image of God's Son, in order that he might be the firstborn within a larger family. And those whom God predestined, God also called. And those whom God called, God also justified. And those whom God justified, God also glorified. That's a lot of work. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? God did not withhold God's own Son, but gave him up for us all. Will God not with him give us everything else? Who will bring charges against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who is raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress, or persecution or famine, or nakedness, or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. Okay, I'm just going to keep going. For your sake, we were being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all of these things, we are more than conquerors through the one who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the living word of God. Thanks be to God. God, by the power of your Spirit, inspire our hearts to be rooted and grounded in that deep connection with your love, O God. Your love that sustains us for the journey. Your love that empowers us and gives us courage to stand up and have our voices heard. Stir in us an excitement to reclaim that connection and that rooting and that grounding in your divine love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is a scripture that's typically used at a funeral service or a committal or memorial service by a pastor. It's used in those times because it really does speak to our belief as resurrection people that in Jesus we have this profound love of God that we are always and forever connected with. And nothing, says Paul, will be able to separate us from that connection to that love, not even death. And even in death, we still have a love that connects us to those who've gone home to be with God, and nothing can separate us from all that love that God blesses us with. We are forever connected, never to be separated, says the Apostle Paul. And yet, I'm afraid it's one of the connections we may forget about or not nurture or not spend time grounding and rooting ourselves in. There are so many other things that distract us and keep our attention. We are truly a connected society. We are so connected that it is very difficult in moments when we're not. We are so connected that this week I had accidentally left my cell phone in the church office for 2 hours when I went home for lunch. Let me tell you the level of anxiety that was happening within me while my phone was 5 miles away from me for 2 hours. All of the emails, phone calls, and text messages that I thought I was missing, I just worried about until I was able to regain my phone. We are so connected that one of the staff members actually went to text me to let me know that my cell phone was in the church office. We are so connected that that fun little device allows me to track all my loved ones at any given moment of the day. I can track their location all the time, unless they turn off their cell phone. We are so connected that things like the Women's March or opportunities to stand up and have your voice counted happen so quickly now with such a response because of the fact that we are so connected. We're able to respond in solidarity with one another to issues that we might see as unjust, issues that cause our hearts to seek out ways to be in ministry with and for other people. We are so connected that we could see horrific images that happen all over the world and respond to tragedy and crisis in a moment's notice by a click of a button. We are so connected. We are so connected that we are able to bear witness to brothers and sisters who are harmed at the hands of white power and privilege, and we are called to stand up and speak. And to be present in moments when we'd rather stay home. And we are so connected, yet I'm afraid that the connection with God, the one that has the power to give us the courage to stand up, to raise our voice, the connection that has the power to help us to be strong when we are weak, to give us confidence when we're afraid, to give us the courage to take risks when we'd rather stay home and not do it. That connection and that love of God that has the power to resurrect Jesus lives in us. And yet, a lot of the time, for me anyway, it might be on the bottom of my to-do list at the end of the week. Paul knew something about how important this connection was. Paul knew, as theologians recorded, he was a seasoned Christian at this point. At this point in his ministry, while he writes this theology summation from the letter to the Christians in Rome, the letter that he writes here is one that will provide them hope and encouragement, that will encourage them to be faithful even in the midst of tribulation, even in the midst of oppression, even in the midst of domination, in the midst of all of that. Be faithful to the God who you are connected with, to the God who loves you. Because there's nothing stronger, according to Apostle Paul, than the love of God. Nothing. Do we believe that? Do we live according to that theological truth? Do we live as though we believe it, or do we live as though we experience this feeling that we are connected to the love of God? Do we live as though it is an experience that motivates us, challenges us, encourages us to be the disciples that Jesus needs us to be in the world? Do we feel it? Are we encouraged by it? Do we find it giving us strength and courage for the journey? Paul knew something about sticking to his faith during persecution. Paul knew something about being courageous when times were difficult. Paul knew something about how to depend on this love of God and this force that would never, ever be shaken. this solid ground upon which he stood. He knew a little something about that and shares it with us. He shares with us some possible separation agents, some separation agents that have the potential and possibility to separate us from the love of God. Hardship, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword, death and life, angels, rulers, things present, things to come, powers, height, depth, all sorts of things have the potential to seek to separate us from the love of God. And yet the Bible is clear, this word is clear, that none of these things can separate us from the love of God. It is that strong. We are resurrection people. We are people who believe that this power exists in us because of the resurrection of Jesus. We believe that the love of God was embodied in Jesus in such a way that God said no to the face of death and brought forth life. We are resurrection people who believe that this connection is everlasting and never fading. Do we live according to this connection? I don't know about you, but there are times that I'm a little weak when I should be strong. There are times when I'm a little bit more doubtful, when I should be a little bit more courageous. There are times when I should speak out and remain silent instead because it might be the easier road. But when I depend on this connection and this love of God, I'm able to do far more there than I dare ask or imagine. Last week, standing in front of you was one of those most moving experiences I think I've had in a very long time. And standing in front of you last week, I was the most vulnerable I have been in a very, very long time because I had nothing left. And then, I depended on the Spirit's power and the love of God that grounds me and reminds me who I am and who I'm called to be in this world. This week, I was talking to my therapist, and I was relaying to her the events of last week, and I was talking to her about my sermon. She said to me, and I kid you not, these were her words. She said to me, "Heather, you sound so connected to the power of the Holy Spirit as you talk." Well, she didn't say Holy Spirit. She said the Spirit, as that's her language. She said, "You sounded so connected to the Spirit. How did that happen for you in that moment? How did that happen? You sound so confident and so connected." And I think I just emptied myself and let the love of God be the focus for that time, for that moment in my life. Let us not neglect that connection. Let us remember that it has the power to inspire us to do brave and courageous things in the world in the name of Jesus. Remember that this connection has the ability to liberate us, to redeem us, to set us free so that we can be all that God has created us to be. And at this table, we are reminded about this divine connection that came to us in the flesh and bones of Jesus, who loved us from life to death, from death to life again. Thanks be to God.